All over the planet, we find elongated skulls, and while a few of these do beggar belief, most of them are well within the confines of what we could achieve with artificial cranial modification. This is the practice of deforming a child's skull while it's still an infant, and the skull is soft and malleable, and then when it hardens, it will take on the new shape. There are numerous examples of this, and it clearly wasn't comfortable for the infant. In fact, a European explorer to the Pacific Northwest said that an infant undergoing the procedure's eyes resembled a mouse caught in a trap, the way they bulged out of its head. So the question, why was this so common, seems the obvious thing to ask. Well, I believe I can tell you the answer. Up until recently, many of the elongated skulls that were found were thought to be Cro-Magnon skulls by the experts. The similar features, shape, size, and capacity were the reasons why, and this lasted for over a century. To me, it seems a safe assumption that these were made to resemble Cro-Magnon. The odds of them just resembling it enough to fool the experts on its own seem pretty slim. Now, this is the shape of skull that the experts mistook for Cro-Magnon. Which makes me wonder, what about this Stewie Griffin-looking skull? Maybe it's meant to resemble Homo habilis? And if that's the case, what the hell's this supposed to resemble?